When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What were the goals that you had when you came over to the States with the $200? And did you have the big goals, or did you have to figure them out yet? Or did you have a very clear goal as you have right now?
My goal was freedom. That's it. And I had freedom when I was living in my brother's apartment, spending $200 a month in rent, sleeping on his couch. I had freedom. Now, freedom needs to be earned, but it also needs to be maintained. Naval Ravikant famously said, "People that live beyond their means do not experience peace." Then he says, "People that live below their means will experience a level of peace that those above their means will never experience." So freedom can be experienced. You don't have to be making a ton of money. So my objective was freedom, right? And I achieved that by sleeping $200 a month on a couch to then focus what? My time, energy, and attention to making more money. But a lot of motherfuckers live beyond their means. Their time and energy and focus is what? Spent on paying their bills. They're in a relationship that's toxic, that is not supporting their endeavors and their goals. So they spend their time, energy, and attention supplying that person. Their friends, right? They're not good friends. So they spend their time, energy, and attention with people that are not ROI positive. And their daily actions and their habits, right? They spend their time, energy, and attention on those things that yield no result. I had good relationships, good friendships, good networking, good habits, and I live below my means so that I could focus my time, energy, and attention on making money.
How should one go about finding out for themselves if they're on the right path or no? Because if you say it like that, it's very easy, but I can imagine that there are people listening and thinking, I really love my girl. We fight sometimes, but then she makes me happy sometimes as well. Do I need to skip her, or do I need to stay with her? So how do you go about finding out for yourself if you're allocating your time right, if you're with the right person? How do you figure it out?
You need to know your goal. You need to establish your goal. And then you need to ask yourself if what you're doing is purposeful and beneficial to the achievement of your goal. A good thing at the wrong time can become a bad thing. It's like giving a razor to a baby and expecting the baby not to cut himself. But when you give the razor to a man, the man knows how to use it. So the issue may not be the relationship. The issue may not be the girl. The issue may be your inability to establish goals, to establish boundaries, and therefore to be in an environment where you can still pursue your goals effectively. A good thing at the wrong time may be a bad thing. The relationship may not be a bad thing. It may just not be the right time.
Mm-hmm. So how does one go about setting goals? Because sometimes you hear about these things like set a date, set a number, make it, conceive it, see it every day. How do you go about making goals that really give you a goal to work towards?
I often talk about the symphony of success. What does success sound like to you? Not what success means to me, not what success means to your parents, to your friends, to the system. What does success sound like to you? What is your symphony of success? When you hear successful, living a successful life, what comes to mind? For a musician, it may be really good at playing an instrument. For me, it may be developing a phenomenal business. For an athlete, it may be developing a great athletic career. What is your symphony of success? It really depends on the individual. That's why there is no one spectrum of success. There isn't one number to achieve that defines success. That is my definition of success, but that is for me. Why? Because every person beautifully has been created to have their own specificity. So you have your own dreams, you have your own ambitions, you have your own symphony of success. You need to find that. And how do you find it? From deprogramming from the bullshit that everybody else has told you of what it means to be successful. You need to stop listening to others and start listening to yourself. But the problem is nobody knows how to listen to themselves. They're scrolling on TikTok, music on loud every day. When they're driving, fucking radio turned on. When they're home scrolling on their phones. When they ask for opinions, they ask for opinions from other people. They ain't even asking opinions from themselves. They're going to a fucking psychologist, asking a psychologist for wisdom and advice on how to live their lives. And they're paying this motherfucker money. And all you are is a client, so might as well keep this person sick as long as possible, or deranged, or in the loop of coming and sitting on the chair. Why? Because they're paying for the fucking mortgage. When's the last time you sat down and defined your symphony of success? What does success look like to you? To me, it's not having a ton of properties and living in a big fat box and having a ton of supercars. No, to me, it's freedom. And I found that early on. Now I just am able to experience a different level of freedom with more toys and more things. And I can bring people along that journey with me to enjoy it. That is my symphony of success. And if I was to cater or falter to what other people told me what success was, then I have gone from successful to unsuccessful.
But you say freedom. When you come to America, do you say you actually experience that freedom, right? But then you already achieved your goal and then you want to maintain it. But it's like a happy person that wants to stay happy, right? He's gonna do everything to keep his happiness, but that actually makes him more sad because you cannot always stay happy all the time. How does that go with freedom? Because sometimes you have to maybe work, like you said, like you're sleeping on the couch and you have to work, you have to do door-to-door sales, you have to do other stuff. That's not actually really freedom, right? So what was your purpose then when you came to the US? Like, you experienced freedom, but what goal was next for you then?
Well, you defined two different things. The first thing you mentioned was happiness.
Yeah.
Happiness is an emotion, so it comes and goes. So anybody that's pursuing something that's fleeting will not be able to hold on to it. Why? Because you cannot be a happy person all the time. So to pursue happiness is an unachievable goal. But to pursue freedom, freedom is a state of mind, right? Freedom is a state of being. It's not an emotion. I can still be sad and be free. I can still be happy and be free. So if somebody that's like, well, I want to be a happy person. Well, good luck, bro. Good luck. Good luck being free, right? Good luck being happy. It's two different things. This idea of being happy is this concept that people have been sold, right? That life is about happiness. But what if life wasn't about happiness? What if life is about experiencing every aspect and every emotion that life has? Wouldn't you want to experience the full set and range of emotions that life has to offer you? The sadness, the heartbreaks, the joy, right? You can't have happiness without sorrow. You can't have pleasure without pain. And to neglect one thing is to neglect life. So why would you neglect these things? And in order for you to achieve freedom, you need to be able to understand that you need to be unwaveringly decided to enjoy every aspect of the experience of life. And the problem is most of the aspects of experiencing life fully are haltered or deterred or slowed down by the busyness of life, the unproductive things of life, the 9-to-5. The only reason you have a 9-to-5, and people are like, well, I have responsibilities. You establish these responsibilities on yourself. You decided how much you were going to pay for rent. You decided how much you were going to pay for that car. You have a kid. You decide to fuck that bitch. It's your responsibility. Every aspect of your life, every responsibility that you have is self-imposed for the most part. There are exceptions. So your question is, how much responsibility do you want? Look at a fucking dog, bro. Zero responsibilities. Lives happy as hell. true. There's an ancient proverb that says, walk like a turtle, sleep like a dog, and you'll be happy.